Greenpeace is calling for New Zealand to lead by example and be the first country to ban plastic drink bottles. The environmental group launched its Ban the Bottle campaign today and says it's the next logical step following last year's ban on single-use plastic bags. Greenpeace says a failing recycling and waste system, unquote, means a good proportion of the country's plastic waste ends up in landfills or the sea, and it's time to get rid of what it calls the scourge of single-use plastic. It estimates New Zealand produces close to 1 billion single-use plastic bottles every year. With us now is Wasteman's Chief Executive, Janine Brinston. Janine, kia ora, welcome to the panel.
Kia ora, thank you for having me.
Good pleasure. So this campaign, or we're asking, it is asked of New Zealanders to lead the way internationally. What do you make of this call for the government to ban plastic drink bottles? Is it actually realisable?
Look, I think anything that results in a change behaviour for the good is a positive movement to support. And Wasteman's were certainly a lead driver behind the plastic bag, the single-use plastic bag ban that came into play last year. But I think the question that we need to be asking ourselves is, what is the problem that we're trying to solve? And reading the documentation this morning, it appears that the problem that Greenpeace are rightly concerned about is the litter. So
right.
The litter, it's the plastic that ends up in places that it's not destined for, or the plastic that has no value and ends up being littering, that's causing a lot of those horrible images that we see and the across the world of plastic being digested into our feedstock. To answer your question, I think a plastic ban, a ban on a product, you've got to be careful that there's just not an one-for-all recommendation that could actually lead to creating further or new problems. For example, the plastic bottles that are produced in New Zealand or used by New Zealand manufacturers are recyclable, whether they be glass or whether they be PET, which is plastic number one. There are markets for that good quality plastic number one and plastic number two in New Zealand for recyclable products. So, you know, plastic then is recycled and turned back into another bottle. So you see that on some of the brands like Coca-Cola, for example. You know, they are using rPET, which is a recyclable PET. Mm. It's good plastic and it's been kept in. And a ban may actually force, if you're a manufacturer, to force you to look at another alternative. You know, like glass is great, but glass is heavy.
Glass is heavy.
Yeah.
Linda, you wanted to jump in and ask.
Yeah, couldn't we just start with the plastic water bottles? Because nobody needs to drink bottled water. Like, we all drank from taps when we were kids, didn't we? That'd be an easy one to look at.
That has been the greatest marketing exercise of all time, isn't it? Because
it's
you go to the gym and, you know, Morgan, you used to drink from the fountain. Now it's almost deemed an essential item, having a plastic water bottle.
Mm. Well, it's interesting, through COVID, you know, the amount of litter that was around on the street dramatically dropped because we weren't at home, we weren't making that casual undoing the top of a drink bottle and throwing the litter away on the ground or whatever.
Wouldn't it be interesting to see how much bottled water sales dropped during lockdown? Because I bet you nobody died of thirst, did they? Because they're all at home drinking from the tap. So maybe we can learn that habit again.
All right, well, thank you for being with us. Janine Brinston there from Wasteman's. I don't know, Morgan, what do you think? It's interesting, actually, Morgan. Look, about a year ago, it was actually, you know, from July the 1st last year, single-use plastic bags were banned. And under the Act of 2008, the Waste Management Act, the same law can be used to ban single-use plastic bottles. But gosh, looking back, what a hoo-ha that discussion was, eh? People coming from all sides for and against plastic bags.
It was shocking. There were all kinds of crybabies thinking, oh no, what am I going to do without my plastic bags? But after 2 weeks, no one noticed and forgot that we ever had plastic bags in the first place. And I imagine that the very same thing would happen with plastic bottles. There would be people complaining for complaining's sake. about what are they going to do without their plastic bottles in the bottom drawer. But after about 2 weeks, they'll forget that we ever use plastic bottles, and a glass bottle, a glass pump bottle will seem totally normal to them. I expect that's what would happen. And I actually hope that the government would take that step. Yes, glass is kind of more energy intensive to use.
It is.
But the recycling rate, I think, for glass is a lot higher than it is for plastic. So that's an unequivocally good thing.
Imagine, though, Morgan and Linda, a truck full of glass bottles. Imagine the weight.
But most of it it's the water that gets me, because the water is already available in the tap, so you don't need to be buying it. Like, you want to buy a bottle of Coke, by all means, get yourself a plastic bottle of that, but just cut the water out as a first step.
So what you're saying is that focus first, policy-wise, focus first on the water bottles.
Get shot of them. Sorry to water bottling manufacturers listening in right now. I've just killed your business. But nonetheless,
buy a drink bottle, everyone.
We never used to have bottled water.
No, we didn't. When did it come in? Do you know?
Well, since we've been adults.
No. The water, because it was in the early 90s, do you think?
A triumph of capitalism that they've managed to market the most accessible resource in the world to us and make us pay $4.50 a bottle.
Well, it's more expensive than Coke, eh? That's the weird thing.